So in a poem that I read this week, it said that the composer Erik Satie wrote the words with amazement above the staves of his composition, Nocturne Number 2. I wondered, how does one play a melody of amazement? And so I listened to it in the midst of my worries and concerns and many distractions. And then I listened to Bach, to Yo-Yo Ma playing the cello, the prelude to Bach's Cello Suite Number 1, while he was sitting in a stream bed in the Great Smoky Mountains, playing that beautiful Bach prelude with the accompanying sound of water and birdsong. My soul was at rest, because there are too many words sometimes. There are so many thoughts and prayers. And my soul is longing for amazement, for the melodies of beauty that are woven through it all, the polyphony of different song lines that are held together, that hold me together underneath. So, this is not a sermon about prophets who speak and do things in God's name, those who exhibit temporary dramatic actions, like Isaiah going naked or Jeremiah wearing an oxen yoke. This is not a sermon about why Hosea acts the way he does, or why Gomer is silent, or why infidelity does not belong to one gender, or how children are marked by their parents' lives. This is not a sermon about Jezreel and the bloody history of winners and losers, or how the bloodletting violence continues to this day. This is not even a sermon about God's faithfulness contrasted with our human behavior of faithlessness, or how we need something dramatic to catch our attention. This is a sermon about relationship, about anchoring ourselves in the deep places of our souls with a melody of amazement. Luke places simple instructions in the mouth of Jesus. Say these things when you pray. Do be shameless in the pursuit of kindness and mercy. Figure out what you need, how to stay connected to God and to your neighbor. Why asking, seeking, knocking at God's door will be life-giving. Listen for the melody of amazement as the door opens, and lend yourselves to that. Jesus is a storyteller, anchoring us in experience and imagination. Is our rest more important than somebody else's need? Are we willing to be foolishly persistent, or just foolish? Will persistence end up in hope? What really happens at the door of our asking, our seeking, our knocking? Some weeks ago, I took a hard look at the scriptures for today and began my usual pattern of research and reflection and prayer, sticking to the firm belief that the Bible is a living word, resisting my desire to turn away from the hard stuff of a strange prophet, not taking the rote words of the Lord's Prayer as background wallpaper. I wondered about disturbed sleep, about the unexpected dreams of guests always having needs demanded to be filled. I looked at Tom Long's new book on the parables, Steve Charleston's The Four Vision Quests of Christ, Gail Ramshaw's Old and New Treasures, Images from the Lectionary. And I asked Tim Teller, our canon musician, if we could dialogue about what the lectionary had put on my plate. Well, I should say what the lectionary elves had put on my plate. Did he know that the calendar of commemorations in the Episcopal Church offers Bach to us tomorrow, July 28th? Could Tim weave some of his music between my words, an exercise in polyphony for which Bach was the master? Was there a way for the melody of both to be offered in amazement? Tim has chosen three beautiful Bach pieces for you today. I hope you can rest in them. Music, as we know, is what our emotions sound like, and the melodies of God's love undergird it all for me. Sometimes longing is all we have, says Rosemary Witola Tromer. Sometimes we need our lives to be infused with amazement at what stands open before us. Often it is not what we expected. Longing for inspiration, I stood at the door and knocked. And this is some of what I found. I am amazed by your faithfulness. Saying your prayers, coming to worship, making prayer shawls, bringing food to stave off the hunger of others, accompanying those who are sick or grieving or who need a visit or a class or just a quiet place in which to be held. I am amazed by those who walk an ancient pilgrim path, by those who sing, by those who choose to befriend others. I'm amazed at morning birdsong. I am amazed that I was summoned to jury duty this week. And I learned from a gifted attorney about how to acknowledge bias. He did it with such kindness. I'm amazed by a generous dinner invitation and by a sunset sail on the St. John's River. I'm amazed by those who show up with words of protest and with those who keep faith with their soul's desire for wisdom. I'm amazed by scientists and researchers, by those who want curiosity as a constant companion. I'm amazed by artists and by all sorts of music. We long to be amazed, to say wow, to take in the smiles, the hugs, and the tears of each other, to be stunned by the opportunities and the melody that plays underneath it all. When I knocked on the door of today's scripture, I did not expect a stone or a snake or a scorpion or an egg or bread. I did not expect to be handed a melody of amazement. We do not pray because we know the outcome. We pray because we trust that the one who hears us listens to us in love. The polyphony of Bach, the combinations of independent melodies all woven together, means that we will hear many voices. Many voices are given. With great kindness, you heard that God, at the end of that passage from Hosea, changed the names of the children for good, for restoration. God will challenge us to play the melodies we have been given, even when we make mistakes or try too hard to get it right. When the keys keep changing, when the timing is not clearly marked, or when the song doesn't end anywhere near where it began. May God's name be blessed, hallowed, kept sacred, rooted in mystery. May we release all of our burdens, especially our self-centeredness, and help others do the same. May we be fed in body, mind, and spirit, and desire the same for all people. May we not be overcome by evil. May we seek and be found, ask and be answered, knock and have the door opened to a melody of amazement. Amen.